Oh. I don't know.
Or, let's see, how about a male?
I'm not that familiar with it.
Okay. If you didn't want your male hog to grow up so that he were able to breed, what would you say that you would do to him?
Neuter.
Okay. Would that be the same with any male animal? Tomcat?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what a male hog would be called who'd been neutered?
No.
How would you pronounce Barrow?
Barrow?
Yeah.
Barrow?
Did you ever hear that word?
No.
In reference to hogs? No. Okay. What are the stiff hairs they have on their backs? You have them in a hairbrush, too. Toothbrush.
Bristles?
Yes. Let's see. And then the big teeth that a hog has. Elephant has them, too.
Tusks?
Mm-hmm. And the thing you put the food in for the hog, long thing?
A trowel.
And two would be?
Trowels.
Okay. Do you have a name for a hog, pardon?
As a trough? I really don't use that word.
Okay. Name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wait a minute. Calm down, man. A boar?
Yes, that's fine. What is the noise a calf makes when it's being weaned? The calf began to?
I don't know.
Okay, and how about a gentle noise a cow might make at feeding time? The cow began to?
Purr? I have no idea.
A cow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying.
A horse, a gentle noise a horse might make?
Whinny.
Yeah. And then if you have some horses and cows and goats and things, and they're all hungry, you might say it's time to?
Feed up.
Feed what?
Feed the animals.
Okay. And then if you had hens and turkeys and geese, you'd say it's time to feed the?
Feed the animals. I don't distinguish between.
Okay. Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs, is it? All right. What do you call the place where hens, chickens live?
Chicken house.
Would you have another name for just a small place, maybe where just the hen and the little chicks would live?
No.
How would you pronounce COOP?
A coop.
Would that mean any type of chicken house to you?
Yeah, she said I'm not around them that much, so I don't. Sure, I would develop
something. When you eat chicken, there is a certain little bone that children like to get hold of and pull.
A wishbone.
And what happens when you make a wish?
If you pull the bone apart, and if you get the larger size of the side of the bone, you get your wish.
Okay. Some people say it's the short side.
Okay. I'll take that.
It doesn't work anyway, so it doesn't matter. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you might be able to eat? The liver and the heart and the gizzard and things like that?
I call them liver, heart, gizzard.
Mm-hmm. How about the inside parts of a pig?
Guts.
Or a calf.
Their insides or their guts.
Part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausages in. This is pig again. This is something that is often associated, I think, with soul food and black people.
Oh, the hog jowls?
C-H. C-H-I-T.
Oh, the chitlins?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat chitlins?
Yeah, but I eat them in with other things.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
are they good?
Yeah, they're just like you cook. You cook them in with other things and they give flavor to it. So
I've heard that they smell terrible when they're cooking. Is that true?
I've never cooked them, so no.
You weren't around that part of the operation. Okay, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's what time?
If it's time to feed the stock, I'd say it's time to feed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Do you know how to call cows?
Well, I hear if you... Hey, cow, no. I hear...